First Timothy. And just kind of shows you what I'm going to do. not a big deal for these people of the church. He says, first of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all of them, our kings and all who are in the Lord, so that we may lead a tranquil, quiet life among godliness and wisdom. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one mediator between men, between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as an answer for all the testimonies given at the proper time. For this, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, not a preacher of my life, as a teacher of the Gentiles and the faith of the Jews. Therefore, I will recommend a better place to pray. Living our holy without wrath and dissension. This one gives the introduction to this concept of prayer. From Paul's perspective, it's pretty important. On something that we need to be doing. We've got nothing else to do. We should be known as a praying church. Because the bottom line is, we can be involved in all these different activities. We can have this, you know, we've got wayfinder spiritual things, we've got women's spiritual things, we've got different people doing things involved and active in the church. But the real work of the church is the work of prayer. This is where we need to exercise. This is where we need to be able to flex our spiritual muscles and pray. Jesus gave us an example of prayer. He would pray at mealtimes. But that wasn't the only time that Jesus prayed. Jesus' disciples were finding, they wake up in the middle of the night, where's Jesus? Jesus would go out and pray all night long. Kind of like a sleep, but some pray kind of like a night long. This idea of talking to God, Mary's doctor is what happened in Sunday school lesson, reminded me of something. Actually, it's not something to do with this. But here we go on the roof. If you talk to him, it will be a valuable thing. Actually, it's a valuable lesson in prayer. Developing a working relationship with the heaven. It's a simple man. He's a working man. But he's a man who talks to God. Not from the standpoint of going to some formal position, being down on his knees, but he's just working. Jesus we have what we would call the Lord's Prayer, which is not really a prayer. It's an exercise routine. It's kind of like Muslim Fitness magazine. You see these guys with the Muslims and well, it's like keep the warm, keep cold. Frequently, you do exercise routine. This day is going to be your chest day. So take care of your exercise routine. Or your bicep day, or your leg day, or whatever. You're going to work with this muscle. Your specific exercise, you do this many repetitions, this many sets. You go through the plan. This is basically what Jesus did, what we call the Lord's Prayer. This is the plan. Start with this. Work through some of these things. Think about what some of these processes are. And follow through this process. Work through this. You can add to this later down the road. You can expand it. As you begin to understand that this idea of prayer is not all about you, but it's more. Should be more focused on God than it is you and your personal things in your relationship and your position about this concept of forgiveness. But Jesus said, I have to do that. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Okay. Hoping to forgive them our trespasses, but not to forgive those who trespass against us. Part of the exercise, part of our prayer routine. Prayer should be one of those things that is not foreign to us, but is so ingrained in our minds, in our posture, that we just automatically do it. God is not an enemy. He's not somebody that we can't reach. So back in the day, they were thank you. what is actually the Lord's prayer. Gospel of John, of course, is this time of the Lord. He's sitting there with his disciples. John records the word of the prayer that Jesus prayed with his disciples. John was with perfection, and Mark was the one that was well remained faithful. So we have recorded that he actually prayed for them, he prayed with them, in their presence. And then a little bit later that evening, he requested their company in prayer. He went out in prayer. You know, sometimes we face some struggles in life and some trials, and we feel like we're all alone. And yes, I can go to God in prayer all by myself, but sometimes I might just be. It doesn't mean you have to stand there and hold hands in a circle and pray, but this is God. if it weren't for him, there would be no other power.
This concept is a relationship.
It's in there, because it's pretty much outside. So now I'm going to